So I'm here to bear witness. I want to acknowledge that there's many really good people working in healthcare, that there's many that really care. By the way, care is missing from your introduction slide. I really felt that was wrong. My experience over the last 3 months is not unique. All experience in New Brunswick, all experience the failures of what has been neglected for too long and fiddled with too much. And I'm shaking and I'm exhausted from how I've had to deal with the system. My mother has been in the system since January the 23rd. She entered into the system on January 23rd in the ER Moncton. She had heart surgery in St. John. She went into the neurointensive care unit in Moncton and has been in the rehab section in Moncton for the last 3 weeks, I believe. She went in as an active, young, independent, 85-year-old person. She will move to long-term care here in Sackville if she survives the wait time. We've been lucky as a family that there's always been somebody with her since January the 23rd. She's always had a family member there, and you will not imagine how many failures of the system we caught, and some that we couldn't catch. We had the luxury of being there. We also had the burden, and we couldn't not see. Despite how the system has already repeatedly injured my mom and us, I recognize the really caring doctors that made it possible for her to live, Dr. Anne Hathaway from the ER, and Dr. White in St. John, but both of those, not for saving my mother, but for listening to us and listening to her and caring. And there's a lot of really good nurses out there. I want to recognize that, so what I say does not diminish what that is. The failures are not their responsibilities. The failures are manifold. They're ours for voting in the wrong way, to the politicians who fiddled with the system to the extent that it hurts. It hurts patients and it hurts the families. And to the bureaucrats who don't really watch, who don't look. So the failures are manifold. They go from prescribing the wrong blood thinner to the waiting time in the ER for an 85-year-old who has pain in her chest, to a lack of staff in St. John to start the rehab right after the operation. In Moncton, I don't know who came up with this. I don't know how I can be more angry with the system for ever circulating doctors, family doctors, through an intensive care unit where there's no lack of continuity of care. I know the bureaucracy came up with this idea because we have talked to the doctors. A failure of staff to recognize delirium because they simply don't have time to pay attention or to listen. All of a sudden, all rehab for my mom is stopped. All care for my mom stopped because my mom in her delirium said no. We were there the next day to stop this. The lack of recognizing patients as people with mental needs, with mental health care needs. I don't know where the system is going wrong. I don't know where there is really no recognition that there's more than a body that's lying there, more than a body that needs care, but actually the mind that needs care. And I have seen patients being treated as lumps of meat. I've seen my mother treated that way. Any of us who have gone through that are injured by that system. There is an intense lack of listening to the next of kin throughout the system. There's a lack of supporting next of kin and understanding what are the next steps, what do you have to do, what is available. My mom's coming out of rehab. Rehab is stopped on May the 2nd. I honestly have no idea what's going to happen then. There's explanations, but it's all wait and see, wait and see. I don't know if she's going to Moncton, she's going to stay in Moncton or coming to Sackville. I have no idea, and that is so injurious, that is so hurtful, that is so painful for somebody, my mom, who now really suffers from every little change that is happening. And then after she comes out of the hospital, I don't think I want to go there because we all know what long-term care looks like. And I'm scared out of my wits what is going to happen then. I visited the TRU, I appreciate what is going on, but my God, there has to be so much more attention to the system. Please do your work and take care of the people that are in there in the way they needed to be taken care of. If you want to talk to me about the problems or my family, about all the problems in the system, every single place, I'm happy to talk about it. Thanks. And please continue doing your work.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm not sure if anyone in Horizon wants to respond, but I know that that's very heavy, and you're tired, and you've had to deal with a lot. So thank you for telling your story to help us better understand what's happening in the healthcare system. And I'm going to let Margaret respond.
Firstly, thank you so much for sharing the situation that you and your family have encountered with your mother, and I'm very apologetic for the deficiencies in our system that led to the issues and the anxiety and upset that you and your family have experienced. What I would ask is perhaps after the meeting, if you would come forward and give us your name and your mother's name, we'd be happy to follow up and happy to arrange for you and others to speak to our patient representative. I'd like to have you discuss in more detail some of the issues that you've encountered, because really it's only by bringing forward these concerns that we can, you know, make action and obviously address them. So thank you so much.